find ourselves in the delightful old town of Windsor. Famous for its royal castle, great park and regular bazaar, where visitors can browse and purchase all manner of silks and spices, particularly after the arrival of the spring camel train, swelling the indigenous population of the Casbah with the merry chatter of Arab and Berber tongues. Wait a minute, this is a load of rubbish. The camel trains go to Stoke Poges. Anyway, talking of merry chatter, let me introduce you to our teams, who were recently described as amongst the most notable in their profession. I'm sorry, I think that should read the most not able in their profession. Anyway, they are on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And a warm Windsor welcome, please, for the lady who checks the team's points, the lovely Samantha. Our first round is entitled Historical Headlines. In days of yore, teams, before the invention of proper newspapers, or even the Sun, many historic events went unreported. This obvious gap in the market wasn't filled until the publication of the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, or as we know it today, the Daily Telegraph. Teams, I'd like you please to come up with some likely newspaper headlines that one might have found in the morning papers after a certain historical event. The event in question is Noah Builds the Ark. Barry, will you start, please?
Well, it's actually a correction, this, from The Guardian. The headline should have read, Noah aims to Mount Ararat, not aims to Mount Arafat.
Willie?
There's some lively gossip in the news of the world. Ham in sandwich with Mrs. Japheth.
Graham?
The Express, yes. Big boat to be launched in Wimbledon fortnight.
Tim.
Turn it, Noah, 3 cubits short of an arc, says the Sun. Good weather to continue, says Michael Fish.
Any more on that one?
Which magazine had gopher wood comes out top in tests?
Oh, I've got the sport here, haven't I?
Oh.
Mule in mixed marriage shock.
I'm going to give you another historical event now. Isaac Newton discovers gravity. And Tim, will you start this time, please?
A Mirror exclusive. I told you so, says Eddie the Eagle.
Guardian again. Newton discovers law of graffiti.
And the Express, golden delicious, bruised in cruel experiment, says... says RSPC fruit.
The Guardian again. Gravity is a computer, says Isaac Apple.
The Sun, 19 other things you didn't know about gravity.
Another one from the Sun. Core, what a stunner. Mrs. Newton shows off her pippins on page 3.
Okay. Now for a regular round called Pick Up Song. As is customary in this round, DJ Samantha will unsleeve a number of choice 12 inches. As well as spinning some discs on my gramophone. The team should sing along in turn. However, at a certain point, the sound will magically disappear thanks to a complex technique known to electrical engineers as adjusting the volume knob. If on its return teams you're within a midge's minimum of the original, I'll be awarding points. And what do points mean?
Oh.
I thought Windsor might be here. Cut above the others, but not a bit of it. This week's prize is the very latest in transcendental furnishing. It's an occasional table. Willie, will you start by accompanying Cliff Richard with his definitive version of The Girl from Ipanema?
Tall and tanned and young and lovely.
The girl from hurry up, Cliff. Dinner's walking. And when she passes, each one she passes goes, goo. What? This is Cliff Heath. Samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, blah, blah, blah. Whatever he said, he says, I'm going to say, but I watch her so sadly. How can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly that each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Be-dum-be-dum-be-dum. Tall and tan and young and... Oh, he's very slow.
Think how pleased Cliff would have been if he'd got it right.
He's not that much older than I am.
I thought things were unpromising when you weren't even in time when the music was playing. Graham, will you join the swinging blue jeans singing the Hippie Hippie Shake?
If I must.
For goodness sake, I got the Hippie Hippie Shake. Yeah, I got the shakes. I got the Hippie Hippie Shakes. I can't sit still with the Hippie Hippie Shakes. Yeah, I cannot feel now with the Hippie Hippie Shakes. Yeah, it's in the bag. Oh, the Hippie Hippie Shake. Well, you shake it to the left, you shake it to the right, and do the Hippie Shake and shake with all your might, baby. Yeah, come on.
Pretty good. But Barry, now, I'd like you to accompany Terry Savalas singing If.
If a picture
paints a thousand words,
then why can't I paint you?
The words will never show. You come to know. If a face could launch 1,000 ships, I must move lollipop. And where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me, too. I had black hair when this started. And when my love for life is running dry, you come.
I just like to ask the audience, what would you do if they actually came back in time with the music? An orgasm, I should think. Finally, Tim, will you join Elvis Presley with Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight?
Yes.
Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we started to sing? Does your memory stray about a quarter past three? When I kissed you and called you sweetheart.
Have your glasses, please.
To the chairs in your parlor. Seem empty and bare.
At your deaf age.
Do you gaze at your doorstep?
Do you gaze?
Well, if Elvis is still alive, it's certainly not in here. I'm not going to award anybody. In fact, the points that you gained on the opening rounds, I'm going to take away after that. Our next round is called Straight Face. The rules teams are quite easy. They're that you must not get laughs from the studio audience. Well, you've certainly been putting in a lot of practice. I hope you haven't overtrained. In this round, each team member should take it in turns to say an unfunny word on the subject of Windsor and its environs. Anyone raising even the slightest titter will be disqualified until only the winner remains. If we're not too careful, this could go on all night. Right, Willie, will you start, please?
Brown. Soup.
Nomad. It's a local allusion.
Battlement. Barbara.
A laughing hump.
What?
He got a laugh.
Oh, I was thinking of something else. Okay. Righto, Willie, you've got to sit out of the rest of the game.
All right.
Start with you, Graham.
Haddock.
Dean.
Dahlia.
Acute boredom.
You're not allowed to chip in now.
I wasn't chipping in. I was just talking to somebody in the front row. It's really boring,
out here. It's the most successful. Actually, the game was going better than it's ever gone before. Right, take it up, Tim. Come on, hurry up.
Race course.
What?
Race course.
Will you get on with it, Graham, please? Oh.
Race course?
Repetition of race course.
Barry?
Race horse.
Not.
Tackle.
What's that got to do with Windsor?
You don't know?
Tittle.
Chucker.
Not.
Lego.
Oh, go on, finish
wait
it.
Wait a minute. Graham's out of it, he got a laugh then.
Oh.
Barry, it's between you and Tim, and jolly exciting it is too.
Oh. Ticket.
Theatre.
Circle.
Castle.
What's that thing you have at the front of a castle? Drawbridge.
Dildo.
Sorry. Tim.
Sorry, what's that?
You're in the wrong show. We did it. We did that last week. Barry. Barry's the winner, and I bet he's jolly proud of it. Now to a new round called Euro TV and Radio Guide. Anyone who stayed up late watching those subtitled foreign films on Channel 4 will understand quite how stimulating a lot of continental culture can be. Now, I'm sure there are quite a few British programmes teams that with only a minor adjustment or two would be extremely entertaining for our partners in Europe and even further afield. I'd like you now to suggest for us some continental versions of some of your favourite TV and radio programmes. And Barry, will you start, please?
For Holland, Wimmel Fix It.
Another good one for Holland. I'm sorry I haven't a clog.
One for Poland. Torval and Dean in Let's Face the Music and Gdansk.
Italy, Venice in particular, one man and his doge. For Russia, Crime Watch Ukraine.
For Telefish Aaron, one man and his bog. And the French could have one man and his frog. Norway could have one man and his log.
Albania, one man and King Zog. Oh.
Friday night is Munich night.
In Norway, you could have only trolls and Norses.
Denmark, Hans Andersen country.
Or even blind Dane.
For French wine buffs, one foot in the grave. For Russian shoppers, have I got cues for you?
And for Austria, Dr. Finlay's Kitzbühel.
Really boring on Dutch radio, Radio 4, Amsterdam country, with subtitles for the Delft.
Popular all over the EEC, London's burning. For the Vatican, top of the popes.
Roman away.
Any more? It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Before we begin, you'll be interested to learn that we've recently been swamped by another letter from our regular correspondent... our regular correspondent, Mrs. Trellis, of North Wales, who confesses to becoming a little confused. Dear Mr. Parsons, she writes... More. But when can we expect Dr. Buchaski to return to the show? Dr. Buchaski was surely the master of the genre, was she not? Well, perhaps you'd write again, Mrs. Trellis, to explain exactly what your confusion is. Anyway, in celebration of our visit to this historic town with its famous family connections... Not many of you listening at home will know that I was born half a mile from this very theatre. And there
are... currently dying.
Let's have a short conference with Samantha.
Yes, I thought he was.
Tim was in the lead. Anyway, we're going to play a special Windsor Rules version of the game, as approved by appointment to none other than Barbara herself. I might remind you, teams, that under Windsor rules, only the senior player in a straight line may inherit possession, unless, of course, the Habsburg Convention has been invoked, in which case Grimaldi's protocol takes precedence. All, of course, which goes without saying. OK, teams?
Does the straight line include stations?
It's not that sort of line.
Well, what sort of line is it, then?
I think, Tim, once we get into the game, I think you'll understand it.
He doesn't usually.
Tim, will you start, please?
High Street, Kensington.
Alma Road.
Who?
Alma Road.
Humphrey knew her when he was 8 years old. Yeah.
Go on, Willie.
Earl's Court Road. A safe decision there. You see, I play very well, Tim, unlike some. Yeah.
What's that you were saying about stations?
I never mentioned stations.
Oh, somebody did.
Somebody did.
I know what somebody might have done, but I mean, it's not...
No, well, Euston Square, then.
Yes, well.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Tim.
I'm allowed to think... Not as easy as it sounds, you know.
What, thinking?
Thinking in a straight line. Island Gardens.
Ooh. Ooh, a colossal.
Oh. Any small gardens.
Oh, how silly.
No, it's got two ends, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, foolish.
I think you can nap that.
I can. Now, we can certainly win in three from here. This is very good. The Barbican. No. Watch them pale visibly. Look at them. Sweat has broken out on their heads.
Okay. I'm thinking.
Why start now?
Q bridge.
Good.
Silly.
Win in three.
I don't know. Can I? Yeah. You just do it. You'll hear the applause of big.
Straight in.
Yeah.
But it's straight lines, you're not.
That doesn't matter. Habsburg connection.
Oh yes, that's right. Yes. Sorry. Mornington Crescent.
I want a ruling on that, Humph.
How?
How can that be?
What you've forgotten is that Grimaldi's protocol took precedence there.
Exactly.
And you've completely ignored that.
Mm. They're wriggling.
It was blocking the two. The two gardens blocks it. You can't do that.
No, with these rules, you need three gardens to block.
Well, we've got Graham here.
Now, and no doubt this argument will go on. Listeners at home will be arguing well into the night. But that's a very good win for...
Wasn't it?
I've forgotten who won. Can't remember who won.
We did.
Tim.
Old Tim, yeah.
Tim did. Very good, Tim.
Against all the odds.
It's now time for a round of limericks, the nonsense poems loved by literally tens of people. I shall furnish you each, teams, with a fecund first line from which I'd like you to continue taking one line each. And, Tim, your opening line is, that remarkable sleuth, Hercule Poirot.
That remarkable sleuth, Hercule Poirot, was attacked by an oversexed morrow. Barrow.
He said, I've got your number.
You saucy cucumber.
I'll see you the same time tomorrow.
Here's one for you. Here's a strange case, said Watson to Holmes.
Here's a strange case, said Watson to Holmes. Outside, there are two garden gnomes.
One's lost his wee rod.
And the other poor sod.
Has been sat on by Nicholas Soames.
Willie, your opening line is, the thing about Inspector Morse.
The thing about Inspector Morse...
Yes?
..is that now he is right back on course.
In Provence for a year.
He's revived his career...
..as the back of a pantomime horse.
Finally for you, Graham. Did you hear about old Van der Valk?
He powders his bottom with talc.
When asked what for...
..he said, my bum's red raw.
Scansion.
You can tell by the way they welt.
Okay, well, our next round is a musical one and involves an apparently unlikely combination of musical intonation. The lilting melody of the Swanee whistle with the contrapuntal rasp of the kazoo. Teams, with the aid of these two fine instruments, I'd like you please to provide renditions of certain tunes of my choosing. No choice of accompanists, of course. It'll be Colin Sell on the piano. Actually, Colin's been practicing so hard he can almost play these tunes backwards. Unfortunately, he's still quite a long way off playing them forwards. Anyway, Barry and Graham, your song is Oompa Pa, oh. And it's to feature Barry Cryer on kazoo and Graham Garden on Swanee Whistle. Tim and Willie, choir please.
Yes.
Your song is If I Were a Rich Man, and it's to feature Willie Rushton on kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on Swanee Whistle. That's almost all we've got time for, although there's just long enough, I think, for a quick round of Farmer's Songbook. So, teams, while Samantha pops out to enjoy the lay of the land, I'd like you please to suggest some song titles likely to be popular with an audience of farmers.
Scylla's greatest hit, Set Aside Love.
The old carol, Silage Night.
I saw three sheep come sailing by.
What cow, my love?
Fertilizer with an S, not fertilizer with a Z.
Barley high.
I wonder who's kissing her plow.
No cowherd and some hay, I'll bind you.
Duck be a lady tonight. A lonely life down on the farm.
Till.
I want to wash that man you're out of my hair.
Mutton up your overcoat.
We're a couple of swills.
You're the crops.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Wee Willie begins the frantic search for his winky, I notice that we've run out of time. Join us again next week when we'll be in Oxford. Until then, it's goodbye from myself and the teams, and it's goodbye from Windsor. Goodbye.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.